We're joined now by Natalie Teeger Albright and Sheriff Randy Disher from Summit, New Jersey. Now, you two were seen arriving on the launch tower with a mysterious man. Can you identify him?
Yes, his name is Adrian Monk. He's my former boss.
And from here, it looks like he was washing the windows of the capsule.
He's probably not thinking straight. He's afraid of heights. It's his second biggest fear after germs.
Actually, it goes germs, needles, birds, then heights.
No. It's germs, heights, snakes, needles, Neil Diamond, birds, puppets, soccer riots,
I think it's
milk,
puppets,
baby shoes.
Before birds.
Puppets? Wait, so puppets, birds,
mothballs.
Finishing up finishing up the show here. That was Rocket and Portrait Show from their album Versions of You. A little clip in there from the new Monk movie. Highly recommended. Noonday Underground, their new album is called Sing It from the Mountain. We heard In the Deep. Adam Melcher singing Real Estate, a single. Arborist with Black Halo and Gus Bodenheim doing readings from Slonimsky's Lexicon of Musical Invective. It is a real book. I highly recommend it because it's highly entertaining and very amusing and all true. Also true that Ken has decided to supersede Firefall February with Frampton February. Thank you, Stache. Stay tuned for Ken and Andy, 7 Second Delay. My name's Irwin. Back next Wednesday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Welcome to the airwaves, Andy Breckman.
Ken, what the hell was that?
What the hell was what?
Well, I'm zooming in, but it would sound like a different theme song.
You don't hear the regular theme song?
It sounded like a young fella with a lot of time on his hands, like the two's between jobs, doing an a cappella version of our theme song.
You and I are hearing very different things.
I guess we are.
Yeah. But I do want to thank you for phoning it in tonight. It's literally the least you could do.
It is. I made a list of all the things I could do, and this is at the bottom of the list. This was the least troublesome, the least intrusive for me.
Yeah, well, thanks.
You're welcome.
I know that you were out of town. You were on the West Coast there for a couple of days.
Yeah, I was losing at a big awards show. I go out there to lose awards.
Oh, cool. Did you lose the Emmys this year?
No, the Emmys have not been, the nominations for the Emmys for 2023 have not been announced yet. I lost this last weekend. I lost the
Critics' Choice.
Critics' Choice Award, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thanks, brother. Thanks. That means the world to me.
But you got nominated.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right, Ken.
Well,
my only consolation is I'm doing better than you. That's my only consolation. That's what I keep telling myself. I sat there all night sitting there just saying this to myself. It was almost like a mantra. Ken wasn't nominated. I was not.
But neither of us won, so I'd call it a tie.
Shut up.
So we are live. Andy's at home.
It's not a tie.
It is a tie. Oh, you get... I see. You got points for being nominated.
I got 3 points for being nominated.
Okay.
Statistically, it's a tie. I'll give you that.
Yeah, but I say that once the winner is announced, your nomination points go up in smoke.
Yes. If what you're saying is you and I came home with the same number of trophies at the end of the night. Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Fine. And then how was your week?
Oh, it's been smashing. Just great.
Good. Well, I appreciate you letting me start.
Yeah, so Andy and I are live.
Yeah.
How can we prove that? Because you can't punch me or tickle me like you usually do.
Well, tickle yourself. I can't think of any other.
I can't tickle myself. I'm trying.
I guess people can't tickle themselves, can they?
Doesn't work.
Why doesn't that work? Because you're doing, physically, aren't you doing the same thing that I would be doing?
Yes, absolutely. That's how I cured.
Why doesn't it work?
I don't know, but it's how I cured myself of being ticklish. I just tickled myself a lot.
It's how I got off crack.
By tickling yourself a lot?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought you went to those dizzy parties.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Instead of methadone, we gathered together. We all got office chairs and just twirled ourselves around.
That makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah.
Did you have a sponsor?
I did. I called my sponsor, Sam. I really feel like getting dizzy. Sam, you got to get over here.
So we actually did have a great idea for tonight's program.
What happened to it? We forgot it? We should have written it down.
No, I forgot it, but then I remembered it again.
What?
And then I forgot it again. But I think I can remember it again if you give me a minute.
It's a good thing I'm not there.
We were going to choose the best month of the year.
Oh, okay. That's right.
Right?
The best month of the year. We were going to not choose it. We were going to actually lock in on it. We were going to... have an election, have a vote, and the winner would be the month of the year.
Right. So I guess we want to open things up for nominations right now. What do people?
Yes. First, we're going to nominate months. I would like to nominate, if I may. May I kick things off, Uncle Ken?
You may.
We'll nominate different months, and we'll make our argument for those months, and then I guess the last 15 minutes of the show, you'll be tallying. We'll actually vote.
Well, I think we should give it 20 minutes because we want it to be a scientific poll. And I believe that to do that, we need to have at least 40 votes.
Okay. Okay. You mean that's the minimum number of votes?
Yeah.
That's the critical mass.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to take nominations for the first half hour.
Correct. And then voting, for the second half hour. So, what's your nomination, Andy?
Well, it's not even a real. It won't even be a close election because I think almost everyone will agree with every thinking person, every adult in the room.
Yeah,
will agree with me that August is the best month of the year. And I can make the case for August.
Go ahead, make the case. I'm not a big fan.
Oh, shut up. It's the best month. Number one, and most importantly, there's nothing on the calendar. You don't have to see your family. That's all July. That's right.
What, the 4th of July?
The 4th of July. The kids are busy. They're gone. They're out of your hair. There is nothing on the calendar. All you have to do is sleep late, go outside. Here's the other argument for it. Get this, Ken, and write this down. You can't argue with this. No one can argue with this.
Okay, I'm ready to write it down.
94 degrees. That's the average.
Yuck. That's horrible.
That's great. So you're sitting outside in the sun. Your feet are up, and you're pretending to read a book. You know, the books you always claim you want to read, the books you bought but never read.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you don't strike me as much of a book reader.
No, but I love to pretend to read. I love to start books.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you go right to YouTube after a few minutes. But
how far into a typical book do you get?
Name a book. I'll tell you what page I stopped reading at.
War and Peace.
War and Peace. Well, War and Peace is very interesting. I did start War and Peace, but I have an interesting fact about War and Peace.
Yeah.
Little known fact.
Okay.
It's true I didn't finish War and Peace. Mm-hmm. It's also true that no one has ever finished War and Peace. And here's an interesting fact. The last 45 pages of War and Peace are blank.
Are they blank or is it just gibberish?
It's blank.
Blank?
Tolstoy knew nobody would ever get that far. Tolstoy gave up and just kept numbering the pages.
Wow.
He anticipated no one ever finishing.
Oh my God! I can't wait to find a copy and check this out.
Take it off the shelf. It's scrap paper. Pages 360 to 405.
Wow! Blank.
Blank. He didn't even have to write gibberish. He knew you. He knew you were giving up. He knew you. He read you, no pun intended, like a book.
Oh my God! That's so smart of him.
Yeah.
He really was ahead of his time.
He really was. He knew. He knew he was writing crap.
All right, so now we want listeners to nominate their favorite month. We have about 20 minutes to do this.
August has been nominated.
August has been nominated.
What is your favorite month, Ken?
I would say my favorite month is May.
You're nominating May?
May, yes.
The lusty month of May?
Yep.
You know that song?
No, I don't. I don't know that song.
You don't know that song?
No.
From Camelot? It's a celebration of May.
I've never seen Camelot.
Oh my God, Lerner and Lowe. You gotta go. You gotta study your Lerner and Lowe.
I think saw a couple of minutes of the movie once.
The movie was garbage. Why don't you pull up The Lusty Month of May? It will make your case better than you could make it.
Nah, that's okay.
Okay, the alternative, Ken, is me singing it.
Go ahead.
Wait, I gotta get the lyrics. Hold on.
Yeah, Mrs. Bucci is saying that it's way too hot in August. She's with me. I don't like it when it gets hotter than 80 degrees.
No, 80 degrees is...
May, it's warm 80. Enough. It's warm enough to go outside and do stuff, but it's not so hot that you have to get out of the heat. All the flowers are blooming. Everything's coming up out of the ground. You can take the first swim of the year.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Lusty Month of May by Lerner and Lowe from the hit musical Camelot.
Go ahead.
Tra-la, it's May, the lusty month of May, that lovely month when everyone goes blissfully astray. Tra-la, it's here, that shocking time of year, when tons of wicked little thoughts merrily appear.
Wicked little thoughts.
Yeah.
Lusty. Okay, I get it.
Well, it's Julie Andrews singing it. It's different when Julie Andrews sings about lusty little thoughts.
Oh, yeah.
And it's very different when 24-year-old Julie Andrews sings lusty little thoughts.
Okay.
Julie Andrews today is 112 years old, and it's not quite the same sensation.
That's true.
Okay. August has been nominated.
August and May have been nominated, and now we open the phones for.
Okay, what's the phone number there, Kenny?
It's 201.
Hold on, yes.
And that's followed by a 209.
Gotcha.
And then the grand finale is 9368. It's nice having phones again. If you recall, last week our phones were broken.
Oh, yeah. What, you fixed that minutes after I left the building?
We fixed it the next day, yeah.
Great.
All right, let's go to the phones. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, this is Ann.
Hi, Ann. What month would you like to nominate?
June.
And
June would be the best month if August suddenly disappeared from the calendar. And Ann has a good point.
Ann, go ahead and make the case for June.
Well, June, for all of us on the Midwest and East Coast, it's before the mosquitoes and cicadas are born.
Good point.
Good point. Okay, I'll give you the mosquitoes. Okay.
Yeah.
You have a lot of mosquitoes in your favorite month, Andy.
Yeah.
August.
Yeah. It's awful.
Oh, my God, it's the worst. I hate August.
Well, they feed the bats.
The bats are all dead.
The bats are all dead?
Yeah, the bats died of, you know, white nose disease.
They did?
Yeah.
Well, that's the best news I've heard all year.
Why are you anti-bat?
Why am I anti-bat?
Because they're
bats.
Bats are our friends. They eat mosquitoes.
Oh, I'm talking about bats, the flying rats, the big black flying rats.
Yeah, they're not flying rats. They're like flying gerbils. They're sweet.
Oh, they're not sweet.
Yeah, just don't touch them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Don't touch them.
That goes without saying.
Don't let them get caught in your wife's hair.
But your own hair is okay?
Well, I shave my head regularly. I shave my head twice a day, as you know.
I was wondering what happened to all your hair. I wanted to bring it up, but I thought you might have been bald. And I thought you might have been insulted. It's great to know that you're shaving your head.
So my mother, when she had really bad dementia, she looked at me. I was visiting her. And she looked at me and said, hey, you shaved your head. she remembered me with a full head of hair.
My mother
had the funniest dementia. Yeah. Oh, it was a hoot.
Well, Anne, thank you. It's the first listener nomination, the month of June.
Well, June, I guess also anyone going to school would agree that June is great, right?
Right.
June is when the shackles come off.
Yeah,
Come on, August. You're sweating it out. You're jumping in the pool. You're jumping out of the pool.
Sweating it out, that says it all. I'm not into that.
Well, you'll see when we actually have our vote at 6:40. I think you'll be very surprised.
We shall see. Hello, who's this?
It's Nadia.
Hi, Nadia.
Nadia, you agree with me that August is the best month, right?
No, I think July is the best month.
Why July?
Because July is the perfect temperature in my case. It's like not too chilly. It's not too hot. But also, I have sleepaway camps in July, and I love sleepaway camp.
What's the name of the camp you go to? No, don't tell us. Don't tell us.
Yeah,
I'm good, thanks.
Yeah.
I love my camp, too.
July is also the best because it's the end of school, fireworks. It's the 4th of July, fireworks. It's also Bastille Day.
Now, are you at camp on the 4th of July?
Yeah, I have camp on the 4th of July, and we did fireworks, and they're, so small. It's, the kind you get at, Target or something.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fun to be with your little Jewish friends, right?
Sure.
What does that mean, Andy?
Well, they're all those.
Yeah, what
camp.
Is that supposed to
camps
mean?
They're all Jews at camp, aren't they? It's mostly Jews.
No.
It's not?
No.
My camp was.
I guess you're
hanging out with friends.
Oh, you know what happened,
to do
Andy?
Chores.
Yeah.
You went to a Jewish camp.
Yeah, that's probably why.
That would explain. You know what? You saying that, Kent, would explain these Saturday morning services we did in Hebrew every week.
Yeah.
That would explain that.
Yeah.
It was a Jewish camp. Now it all makes sense.
Nadia, does your summer camp have some kind of specialty? Is it like a drama camp or a sports camp?
Well, no. There's like activities you can pick that you can do, but I'm doing two, which I'm happy about. One is gymnastics and one is just like you can pick your activities. But like there's singing and music and art and swimming and stuff like that, you know?
Uh-huh. And
it's a YMCA camp, so.
Oh, a YMCA camp. Andy's...
Can't get more Jewish than that.
Yeah, the Young Men's Christian Association. It's as Jewish as it comes.
Hey, Nadia, do you know the song YMCA, that funny song?
Yeah, we had to dance at my camp, and we had to literally do that dance.
Yeah, everybody, well, if you've ever been to a bar mitzvah, you know that song, right?
Is that a big bar mitzvah song, Andy?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure, it gets all your old aunts and grandparents out on the floor.
Yeah, do they dress up like Indian chiefs and construction workers? And...
No, but it's all choreographed. It's horrific. I mean, it's probably the longest 3 minutes of your life. It's horrific.
That's nice. It's great. Anyways.
Well, Nadia, thank you.
Root for July.
Yeah, thank you for nominating July, Nadia.
So here are the nominations. And Nadia made a very, very compelling case for July.
She sure did.
Here are the nominations so far. Can I review them for you, Ken?
You may.
May, June, July, August. There.
Well, you're right.
Those are the four nominations.
Yeah.
I see a pattern developing.
Yeah, nobody's nominated Frampton February yet.
201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air.
What are we doing in the Northeast?
Can't believe I got through.
Oh, hey, Zachary. How's it going?
Hey, doing well, Ken. Doing well, Andy. Just want to give a shout-out to Bucci and Mrs. Bucci.
Oh, man, the Bucci program's the best. Tuesdays, 6 to 7 p.m.
I've heard good things.
I listen every single week to find out if the phones are working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were working last night. Bucci got the board going.
So I know. That's why I'm here right now.
I've never actually heard the show, but I'm going to have my assistant start listening to the show.
Yeah, well, actually, Andy, I think Bucci is interested in being your protege. Would you be open?
You could teach him some things, Andy.
Would you be open to having another protege? I know you've done.
Well, from what I hear, he'd probably make a better mentor to me than a protege.
No,
he can run the board all by himself.
Yeah, that's true.
He can handle the show solo. He flies solo every week.
That's a good point.
He's got samples though. He's got samples to help him, Andy.
So Andy, so you would agree to be his protege?
Whatever makes you happy, Ken.
I'm going to try to line this up. Okay, Zachary, what's your favorite month? What month?
We're going to throw in October. We're going to skip September. We'll go straight to October.
Yeah, you know, now that I think about it, October is pretty sweet.
Well, make the case for October.
All right, you can have fires outside.
Yes, true.
There's sweater weather. There's also short weather in October sometimes. You get a little teaser of both summer again.
Yep. Right.
Teaser of winter.
Mm-hmm.
It can get cold on you.
I know. It can be warm enough to swim, or you might get a freak snowstorm.
The volatility, it's good to gamble on, Andy. You like that. You could bet with your friends.
I do.
Really.
I am a gambling guy. Also, there's four nights every October where parents put candy out and collect candy, and kids come around and gather up all the candy. They collect the candy.
Four nights?
Every weekend, at least in my town, we do it at four times a year, every weekend in October.
You do it every Saturday in October?
That's just the way things are done here in Pedophile Junction, yes.
Wow. So that's really the high holy days.
Yes. We look forward to that every year.
So how come you didn't choose October as your favorite month?
I'm not legally allowed to even be here in October anymore.
I see.
We'll take some photos.
You know, that explains a lot.
Yeah. The cops have photos.
Man, oh man, that explains everything. Every October, you are so full of excuses on why you can't make it in here.
Yeah.
Now, my God, I'm such an idiot.
I've been trespassed from Halloween.
Wow.
I've been bad for Halloween.
Well, Zachary, you've actually made me think about switching my, I said May, but I think actually I like October better.
Come on out. And the last thing, the icing on the cake, the leaves. I mean, it's just beautiful outside. The crunch is great.
Right.
Hard to go wrong.
Cider. You got cider.
Cider.
You got donuts.
But how about, can I make the case, another case for August while I have you both?
Yeah.
Okay. The sun doesn't go down till 8:30. You got a longer day. You got more time. You got more life to enjoy your life.
Au contraire, Andy.
That's what the fires are for, Andy.
Andy, the days are longest in June, not August.
Hold on.
It's called the summer solstice.
Ken, I trust you, but I'm going to verify.
Right around June.
On, Ken. This is actually an objective declaration you're making. I can prove it or not. Hold on, I can confirm it.
Yeah.
Nope, summer solstice is in August.
No, it's around June 20th every year.
It's the Ides of August. It's August 15th. According to my almanac.
Which almanac are you using?
It's literally mine. I wrote it. I save myself $9 a year by writing my own almanac.
I see. So it's Pedophile's Almanac.
Yep, it has all the Halloweens, all four Halloweens every on the calendar.
Because I use the Farmer's Almanac, and that says June 20th.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Zachary, thanks for nominating October. The voting is going to begin in just about 10 minutes. And
okay,
gonna...
so far, here's our nominees. October, July, August, May, June. Let's see if we get any more nominees before the election.
Yeah, nobody likes November. November is the worst.
Oh, no, November's not the worst.
No?
This is the worst. This is the worst.
January?
January, February.
Frampton, February?
No, just remind me why we're calling February Frampton February.
Because WFMU celebrates the legacy of Peter Frampton every February. Like you didn't know that.
Okay. So you're just off pledges now. You just don't want to see any more money.
Huh?
For some weird tax reason.
I would think you would like Peter Frampton.
I'm not a Frampton guy.
Hugely popular. He had the best-selling record of all time once upon a time.
Yeah, that live album, yeah.
Yeah. Until Fleetwood Mac knocked him out of the water.
Well, the Fleetwood Mac live, does he still have the highest-selling live album or not?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Maybe the Eagles live is more.
The Eagles' Greatest Hits is the greatest-selling record of all time.
Because it's the greatest record of all.
No, that's yes. No, that's not the reason.
How else would you explain?
They gave it away for free. That's how I explain it. Because nobody
I should have tried that.
Nobody would pay for it.
Wait, that's kind of, and you've adopted that policy, that business model here at WFMU, right?
I have, yes.
There's no paywall here.
All right,
our motto going forward can be stop complaining. It's free.
That's a great motto.
It is a great motto.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get some more nominees. Maybe someone will nominate.
Should be our new motto. Our old motto wasn't really taking off.
I guess I'd like to amend it. I'd like to rewrite it. It should be, oh, shut up. It's free.
Hi, you're on the air. Would you like to nominate a month?
Yes, I would.
Okay, who's this?
Hero.
Hi, Hero.
Hello.
Hero,
I got through.
I can't believe you got through either. I'll
tell you why that's so funny.
Why? So, Hero, what month would you like to nominate?
I would like to nominate May.
Okay,
May. You're seconding that nomination.
I'm going to put Hero's vote down for May. Is that okay?
Oh, I see. So that's the first vote for May?
That's the first vote.
It's a little. Well, then she's voting early. I guess she's voting in
effect. It's he.
Oh, he. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He's voting in effect by mail then, right? He's voting early.
Right. And I say Hero should be able to vote again as well.
Wow.
When the real voting begins.
Wow. That's a real privilege. Even I don't get to vote twice.
No, you don't. Well, thank you, Hero. We're putting you down in the May column.
All right.
All right. Talk to you later. Don't forget to vote again when we open up the voting.
On election day, I have to run home, shave, put on a wig and a dress in order to vote twice.
Oh, my God. That's so much work.
It is a lot of work.
Most people don't have to do that.
That's true.
I just have to drive to a new precinct.
Oh, I should wait. I got to write this down.
Yeah.
I'm so glad we had this chat.
Yeah.
Okay, we're at 201-209-9368. We still have a few minutes to nominate the month of the year. We're going to elect the month of the year today.
All right. Hi. Hi, you're on the air.
Why? Why am I on the air? Love the show.
It's Pete the Gardener.
Yes, it is.
Pete, what month would you like to nominate?
April.
All right.
Wow, that's a gardener talking, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Make the case for April, Pete.
First off, it's when your taxes are due. Second
that's
off,
right.
It is when the Titanic sunk.
Right, April 12th.
Third off, it is when things start blooming in my garden and I can go out and harvest and plant and make things happy for me and my compatriots.
Harvest? Isn't October the harvest month?
Well,
not in Pete's garden.
Things, for certain things that you know about, yes, October is the harvest month. However, for lettuce, broccoli rabe, and radish.
Lettuce, right. Broccoli, right.
April is the time where they start popping up.
Jeez, and, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
also,
it's also the
month of my birthday. And it's probably one of your birthdays, too.
No, not mine. Not
Andy?
Not
do you remember?
I don't have all my paperwork.
Those many years ago when you were born?
Andy was born in the first half of the year. That's all I remember.
So, I was born. Okay. I'm a March birthday. I'm a March birthday.
What?
But I hate myself so much. I won't even nominate March as the best month.
Well, March. Yeah, March is not a good month.
And I'm not. Well, and I have mixed feelings about my birthdays.
Yeah. Well, the thing about March is good because it's communist month. Because in March, during the vernal equinox.
Yeah.
Everybody has the same amount of sunshine, so we're all together, comrade.
Oh, but May Day. What about May Day, International Workers' Day?
Yeah, well, okay, that's a political thing.
Yeah, that's the big commie high holiday.
Yeah, but...
Well, you can't celebrate Tax Day in April and May Day. You've got to pick one.
Right. That's why I choose May Day. I hate Tax Day.
Okay,
well, I celebrate Titanic Day on April 12th.
Bozo.
Hey, Ken, we should have a big celebration for Titanic Day.
Yeah, April 12th, baby.
Yeah.
No, 15th, you cloth-eared idiot.
It's April 15th?
Yes, it's April 15th. I've been knowing this for quite a long time.
I think it started sinking on April 12th.
And it sank in like 4 hours.
No. It got hit about 9 o'clock at night on the 14th. It sank about 3 o'clock in the morning on the 15th.
Oh, technicalities. Technicalities.
Oh, you mean facts?
Sounds like April 12th to me.
Okay. Well, you know, you are well and truly entitled to your own opinion, no matter how malformed it is.
Thank you.
That's why, when Pete and I take cruises, we always pack a dress and a wig so there'll be a space on the lifeboat for us.
Absolutely.
That's good thinking.
Always thinking. I'm thinking ahead.
Yeah. I carry one of those submersibles with me. And it doesn't...
those always work out really well, especially when they're associated with a Titanic.
I bring my own submersible.
I can't wait. All right. Thank you, Pete the Gardener. All right.
Yeah.
We have a few minutes more to get nominations for the best month. Right now we have April, May, June, July, August, and October. Those are our nominations, and May is in the lead with one vote.
Okay, but now, hey Ken, when it does come time to actually cast your vote, you have to vote for one. Only vote for the months that have been nominated.
Right, that's true. But you can vote as many times as you want.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Get through.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. Who's this? Would you like to nominate a month?
Yes, I would. My name is Brendan.
Hi, Brendan.
Hey, Brendan, can I ask you something like before you nominate a month? Can I ask you a quick question?
Hey, Brendan, Andy wants... Hey, Brendan, hang on a second. Hang on a second there, Brendan. Andy wants to ask you something before you nominate.
Have you ever heard a stupider show than this in your adult life? A dumber show.
But that's why I love it.
Yeah.
See, I told you, Andy, people like dumb.
Andy, you knew that. You knew people like dumb.
And you just... You just changed the trajectory of our entire radio careers. I think you're onto something. That's our formula.
I think that is the formula.
Was it you, Andy? Was it you in your latest movie had a hilarious dog poop scene?
I did, and I'll tell you why. People like dumb.
There you go. That's my point.
There you go.
That's my point exactly.
For example,
so choosing February might seem dumb, but it might be the one that gets 40 votes.
Are you nominating February?
That is correct, sir.
Wow.
Make the case for February.
February 7th is my birthday, so it's obviously a pretty good month for me.
Yep, I'm a February birthday also.
You see? Pretty good people. We're the rarest breed. We're the least born month.
Well, because there's fewer days, you mean?
Yeah, probably. But if you look it up, there's the least amount of people born in February.
Right.
Do you mean per day count? I'm sorry. Do you mean per day?
It's the only month that changes its day count.
Well, of course, it makes sense that fewer people are born in February because it's only 28.
Well, but Brandon is saying even if you average that, and if you just take it per day as the average, I think Brandon's suggesting there are fewer babies born.
Is that what Brandon is saying?
That is what I'm saying.
Whoa!
Wait, so go back 9 months. That means that there are fewer people.
In August.
Because they're out back pretending to read.
Oh, no, it's not August. August is the six months. So.
Wait, what is June? What is 9 months back?
June. No, May. It's May. May is 9 months before February.
Yeah. No one's doing it in May.
Exactly.
Yeah, because May is too great.
That's why May shouldn't be nominated.
May is just too great of a month.
Well, you know what? That explains why May.
What's nine months after February?
That can't be figured out. That's an impossible calculation, Brandon. But thanks for your call. All right, we're going to take two more nominations, and then the voting is going to begin. Hi, you're on the air. What month would you like to nominate?
September.
Ooh.
September? We're back in school in September.
Yeah, well, I mean, some people think that's a minus, but when you're young, the incessant bullying prepares you for a world in which bullies run everything all the time.
Not to mention, you get new pens and notebooks.
Yep.
Yeah,
and,
that's true.
In September,
that's true. You're back to school.
The
only
apples worth eating are around for 2 weeks, the really early regular Macs.
Mm-hmm.
For the apples, for the bullying at recess,
most of the month is in the star sign Virgos, and people seem to like virgins for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been able to fathom.
Yeah.
Good point. You're making a lot of good points for September.
Well, thanks.
I wonder who will win. Now I'm kind of excited. It's kind of like...
Thank you, Michael.
Michael.
And we're going to take one more nomination. Hi, what month would you like to nominate?
Hi. I would like to nominate December.
December. Okay, make the case.
I like December because I'm a dancer, so it's Nutcracker season.
Uh-huh. Nutcracker.
Hold on, Nutcracker. Nutcracker season.
Yeah, it's a really good. I do ballet, so it's a really fun.
Ken, have you ever heard that phrase in your adult life before? It's Nutcracker season.
I have heard that phrase. Yes,
I've never heard that phrase.
Well, you don't know that there is Nutcracker season.
I love this caller. I do, but I've got to say, December being Nutcracker season does not move the needle.
Well, you're so obsessed with Hanukkah. It's always Hanukkah this and Hanukkah that. Meanwhile, everybody else.
That's true. That's true. You're forced to spend family time in December. Is that a plus or a minus to you, ma'am?
The fact that you see a lot of relatives in December, is that good or bad, caller?
I don't see a lot of relatives in December
because you're just. Then who comes to see your shows? Who comes to see your dancing?
Well, Usually, like, my friends come see my show, but...
Oh, wait, you have friends.
Yeah, usually my friends, and, yeah.
Oh, that must be wonderful. Oh, that must make every month a delight. Oh.
And then usually just my friends come see my show, and then my mom and dad, John Allen, come see my show.
Wait, your dad is John Allen?
Yeah.
We have a DJ named John Allen.
Yeah.
What are the chances of that?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
We're talking to John Allen's daughter?
Yeah, this is Lula, I guess, right?
Yeah, you got it right.
All right. Well, Lula, thank you for nominating December.
Yeah.
Call back to vote. We're going to start the voting in just a moment.
Lula, aren't you wondering why your Uncle Ken... one of your dad's closest and best friends and colleagues at work has never come to see you dance the Nutcracker?
Oh, she's gone.
Ken, yeah. do you commit publicly to going to see Lula dance this year?
Yes. Good.
I wish I could go. I'm going to be sick that day. Oh, how I'm going to have a tooth pulled that morning.
How do you know you're going to be sick that day?
Well, I'm going to arrange to have a tooth pulled.
That's elective. Just do it some other time.
I wish I could. I wish I could, Ken. But, you know, I already sort of mentally have sort of committed to Nutcracker Day.
Yeah.
As the day I'm having my tooth pulled. But you tell me all about it. You take lots of pictures.
Well, I think Lula's production of Nutcracker spans several nights. It's not just one day. It's, you know, like December 7th through 11th.
You mean she dances for like 96 hours straight?
No, they just have a...
That's what you're saying?
That's not what I'm saying.
That's insane, Ken.
No, they have a production...
I wish you could hear yourself sometimes. I'm glad this is being recorded because now we can play it back to you. You'll hear how crazy you sound.
In theater and musicals, Andy...
Yes?
They'll often have different performances on successive days. That's what I'm...
I would know. I always leave a little early. I leave an intermission.
Yeah, it's not like TV where they make one. Yeah. All right, the voting. Can we open up the voting?
Yeah, how does this work? You're going to have to do this kind of solo.
Yeah, I'm doing it. I'm ready to go. What do you want to vote for, Andy?
Okay, I'm going to cast my vote for... do you want to review the nominees real quick?
Yeah, August, May, June, July, October, April, February, September, December.
What has not been nominated? January and March.
January and March and November.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So those 3 months are ineligible.
Right.
I would like to cast the first vote. And casting a vote should be very quick. All you have to do is just say the name of the month.
Go ahead, Andy. Do it. Show how quick it is.
August.
All right. And I'm voting for October, even though I nominated May.
To vote, just call 201-209-9368 and declare your choice.
We have to get 40 votes before 7 o'clock, otherwise it's not officially a scientific poll. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I want to nominate February.
Okay, you're voting for February. We're open for votes. I'm going to put your vote down for February.
Okay, 201-209-9368. Do we have 40 votes yet, Ken?
No, we have 4. Hi, you're on the air. What month would you like to vote for?
October.
All right, October's in the lead. Phone number is 201-209-9368. We have 9 months nominated as the best month. Right now, October is winning. All you got to do to vote is call 201-209-9368 and let us know your vote. Hi, you're on the air.
June.
October!
Okay.
June.
Oh, I heard a June and I heard an October.
June!
Okay, but I'm going to count the October that was in the background. Andy, what do you say? I say I should count that October.
I wasn't listening.
You didn't hear the kid yell in the background, October?
That's a vote.
Yeah.
201-209-9368.
Hey, voting for July.
All right, July it is.
August winning, Ken?
No, October's winning. Hi, you're on the air. What month would you like to vote for?
Hello. Put me down for October, please.
Oh, my God. October's running away with it. Hi, you're on the air.
I'm going for October. And, honey, August is the Sunday of the month.
Andy?
August is the what of the month?
Sunday. It's like, it feels like Sunday in August because, you know, Monday is September and Sunday is August.
Oh, you mean it's the month before you go back to work?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the month where nothing happens.
Wait, but doesn't that make it sweeter?
I don't know. I like October.
Yeah, I like October, too. Everybody loves October.
I know.
Wait,
it's all,
Bethy,
it's
I thought, Bethy,
this,
you
like
love the cold.
Season.
Bethy, I thought you'd say January or February.
I do like winter, but there's something right before the holiday season that's kind of full of anticipation that I like.
Okay, we disagree about that, but we all agree, all three of us agree, that radio doesn't get stupider than this.
This is the best radio in the world.
I'm with you on that,
and it doesn't
Andy.
Get stupider. Oh, but I'm keeping the votes from Greg. Get to 40, and I ordered your burger. I love you.
Okay, thanks, honey. Love you.
Oh, man, she ordered you a burger.
Yeah, I haven't eaten all day.
Hi, you're on the air.
I vote for April.
All right, the first vote for April. Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I want to vote for December.
All right, first vote for December. You're on the air.
May, please.
Okay, second vote
Thank
for
you.
May.
Well, Ben, we did it.
We
you
did.
And I did it.
We did what?
The show got even dumber.
Oh, with the voting.
This is insanity.
Yeah, now there's not even any conversation. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, this is
February.
So horrible.
February it is. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I got on the air. This is Carol Gimble, your host from Why Do We Only Listen to Dead People? And I'm driving in Charleston, South Carolina. And I had to call. And I'm voting for August.
All right. You're with Andy on August.
Hey, wait. You know what? Beth and I are going to be in Charleston in February.
Oh, well, there you go. I won't be there. I'll be back in New York.
Carol will be.
I'm asking if we could crash at your house is what I'm asking.
Carol will be gone by then. She said she's driving, right?
Yeah,
oh, she's cruising through.
Right now over the bridge into Charleston, South Carolina, and I heard Brampton, February being announced by Irwin, so I'm so happy I'm up on everything that's happening at the station.
Dear God.
Yeah, you're down with Frampton February.
Dear God.
You're gonna have to find an orchestral version of Show Me the Way.
I definitely am gonna have to find some kind of classical Frampton connection.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure it's out there. All right, Carol, we gotta move on.
Okay.
Thanks for your call. Hi, you're on the air. Hey, what month are you voting for?
Hi. I'm gonna vote for December.
December? Ooh, okay. December's catching up. Hi, you're on the air. What's your month?
May.
Wow, three votes for May. What's your month? You're on the air.
I can't believe I got through. May. See ya.
Wow. Hi, you're on the air. What's your month?
October.
All right, October. That's number six for October. Hi, you're on the air.
I would like to vote for September.
Okay, you're the first. You're
Ken,
the
I'm so
first.
Sorry to interrupt. Ken, is there any way at all to get my name off this show?
No.
Can you just use? Can we just use Alan Smithy? Which
no.
Is the name that directors use.
No. Then I would. What I could do is I could change your name to Alan Smithy on all the shows that we've done.
No, it's just this show.
Okay. I can't.
All right. I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm sorry. Let's resume. I'm sorry.
Database can't do that. Hi, you're on
are
the
we,
air.
Are we near 40 votes?
I love
votes?
The show, and I love the month of May.
All right, May it is. Hi, you're on the air. Yes, we're getting close to 40. Hi, you're on the air.
It's December.
December. All right.
Oh, my God.
You're on the air.
Oh, my God.
October.
February.
Oh, who cares?
October.
February. What the hell are we doing?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, this is a vote for October.
Andy. Ken, do you remember the end of A Bridge on the River Kwai where Alec Guinness looks at the bridge that he built?
Yeah.
And he has a moment of realization, and he says, what have I done?
Didn't it blow up at the end?
Well, he falls. He realizes what he did. He realizes that he just helped the enemy build a bridge. And then he says, what have I done? Dear God, what have I done? And then he falls onto the plunger, and he blows the bridge up.
Oh. And what a great song.
Great song. Yeah, that's right, Ken. But, Ken, aren't you having exactly that feeling now while people are calling and just spouting off names of months?
Well, I'm... No. I mean...
What have I done?
I don't feel tempted to fall on the lever that blows up the radio station.
Oh, my God.
If that's what you mean.
You should thank the Lord I'm not there.
I think I better put a cover over it.
Number one, I don't know why you have the plunger just sitting out in the hallway.
Because I never thought anybody would use it.
Somebody's going to trip on it accidentally. It's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. I know you want to be cool. I know you want to be subversive. But having a plunger connected to a pile of dynamite at the radio station is really dangerous.
Well, first of all, it's a lever. It's not a plunger. And second of all, it's next to the defibrillator. And it's also next to the thermostat. And
every staff meeting begins with Ken reminding the staff, yet again, do not lean on the lever.
Right. And don't play with the defibrillator.
Don't play with the defibrillator.
Don't play with the Narcan. It will not get you high.
Yeah.
It's the opposite. God, how many times do I have to explain it? Andy, can we go back to voting?
And you can't camp out in the abortion clinic.
That's the most important one of all, really.
Oh.
Yeah.
So that's open 24/7.
Yep. Okay, let's go back to the voting. Hi, you're on the air.
The only time I have ever agreed with Andy, August.
August?
There you go.
You.
It's August in the lead.
Hi, you're on the air. No, August is not in the lead. I'm going to stop saying what's in the lead. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, I'd like to vote for May, please.
Okay. May's putting in a very respectable showing. You're on the air.
Hi, I talked to March.
March?
Yeah, March.
March. Okay. We're going to put down a vote for March. Thank you.
7-second delay with Ken Friedman and Alan Smithy. You're on the air.
Hi, you're on the air. What's your month?
March.
March.
Okay. Oh, for the love of the grass. You enjoying this, Kenny?
I kind of am enjoying it for some weird reason. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I want to vote for September 11th.
September 11th.
Oh, no, we're nixing that.
Yeah, we're nixing it. That's a day. We need a month.
Well, we're not. We don't find that funny, do we, Kenny?
No.
Definitely October.
No, what, Andy, what's the opposite of funny?
The opposite of
definitely
funny
October.
Is... The opposite of funny is the movie IQ.
No, there was a joke in IQ.
Yeah, there was a joke in IQ. Thank you.
It was a good one, too.
Oh, shut up.
No, I saw it. I saw it.
How do you torture me? All right, let's go back to the... Now, okay. If your plan was to get back to the phone.
Hi, you're on the air.
April.
All right, April it is. You're on the air. What's your month? You're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Vote for February.
February, doing quite well. Weird. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I think August. Why in August? I think.
No, you know what? We don't care about why. Sorry, yeah. But I put down your vote. Hi, you're on the air.
If you're just tuning in,
is this the best radio show in the world?
Yeah, right.
It's Bob Barth, and it's got to be October. It's got to be October.
Bob Barth says October. Thank you, Bob Barth.
We cannot have cast a wider net. The criteria to call has never been lower.
Just
call this number and say the name of a month.
Right. That's why this is very much like the show we did where we flipped a coin.
Yeah.
To see if heads came up 50% of the time. Hi, you're on the air.
July,
okay. Oh, just the second vote for Lonely Little July. Hi, you're on the air.
July.
Oh, July's on a run. Hi, you're on the air.
A big last-minute surge.
September.
What? September?
And June.
And September.
September and June. Okay, I'll put down one vote for
trouble
each.
In paradise. That marriage is on.
October.
Is in trouble.
October, still doing quite respectably. Hi, you're on the air.
June, baby June.
Where's June on my list? Oh, there it is. Okay, third vote for June. Hi, you're on the air.
October.
You have to call to vote. People on the chat board are asking if they can vote there. No, you can't. You have to call 201-209-9368.
We have to have some standards.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
August.
Damn, Andy. people
the
do.
Bar be, there's August again. Could the bar be lower?
Right. Just July.
201-209.
All right, July. We're marking it down for July.
Tell us your favorite month. Could the bar be lower? No, it can't be lower.
Well, no, you can't vote for January or November.
Okay, yeah. I'm for July.
Okay, July it is. As soon as I find it, there we go. Another hash mark for July. Hi, you're on the air.
Come on, October.
Okay, October. You're on the air.
We are voting for this year's month of the year. The month of the year. What will it be? Who will go home with the month of the year trophy? Will it be June? Will it be the lusty month of May? Will it be July or March? There's only one way to find out. You have to stay tuned till 7 o'clock. I don't plan to, but you may very well want to.
Hi, you're on the air.
November.
November, okay. Hi, you're on the air.
June.
Wait, November? That was June. The first. Okay, June. Got it. June. You. You're on the air.
Throwing in a vote for July.
Okay, go.
Ken, how can you get
into end dates, the groundhog, love February.
Okay, February. Go. Say it. What's your month?
They don't know they're on the air, Kenny.
Sorry, what's your month? Andy was talking. Sorry
October.
About
October.
October, okay. Hi, you're on the air. What's your month?
June.
Thank you.
It seems like it's between June and October. Is it, Ken?
No. Do you want me to announce?
Well, Jen, why don't you tell us the top three contenders?
Okay, the top three contenders are, October and July and May. Yeah.
But it's still too early to call. It could go either way.
Yep. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. June.
Okay.
Definitely June.
June, okay.
201-209-9368.
You're on the air.
Hey, October.
Okay, thank you.
Go on forever. There's another show at 7, right, Ken?
Yeah, but I'm going to go by the end of our theme song.
What's the show that comes on at 7, Ken?
It's Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash, Andy.
Oh my God, Matt is doing us the greatest favor. He's doing the listening public the greatest favor.
It's a great show.
Oh, yes, I know. I've heard good things. Yeah. I have my assistant listen every week.
Hi, you're on the air.
Ramadan.
Oh, jeez. Hi, you're on the air.
February.
And August.
February and August. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
June.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to write down June. I'm going to start the outro theme.
Wait, and August is not shut out. Is August in the running at all?
Yeah, August is now in the running.
Okay.
Actually, it's now between August, May, June, July, and October.
Oh, brother.
And 3 minutes more to vote. Hi, you're on the air.
It's October.
October, okay. Hi, what's your month? You're on the air.
June.
Hi, you're on the air. What's your month?
Tuesday.
And the phone bank is empty.
Don't count that last one, Ken. Tuesday's not a month.
No, I'm just ignoring that one, Andy.
I think he's voting early because next week's show is the day of the week of the year.
Did Hero call back to vote a second time? He nominated May.
Why don't we count that as a May vote?
Yeah, so I'm going to put down another vote for May. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
December.
Okay, December it is. You're on the air.
March.
March didn't even get nominated in the first go-round. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air. What's your month?
Second vote for October.
All right, another vote for October. Hi, you're on the air.
Almost over. December. It's almost over, people.
What's your month?
December,
okay. Hi, you're on the air.
October.
Hi, what's your month?
Hey, it's October.
Oh, for the love of crap.
Hi, you're on the air.
February.
Hey.
February and May, okay? And we want to thank Jeremiah for the newsletter that we didn't manage to get out this week, but still, Jeremiah is always nice to thank. Am I right, Andy?
I wasn't listening.
Oh, because we're still on the air, so you might want to listen.
We are not still on the air. You're still on the air.
Hi, you're on the air.
March.
This guy's also on the air, Andy. He was on
the... Okay, is it time to tally up and announce... Why don't you announce the runner-up first to make it suspenseful?
Okay, that's a good idea, Andy. How about third place first?
Yes. Okay, oh, please.
Okay,
please,
Andy, in third place...
Yes?
It's the month of June.
Okay, that's not August. August still could be the winner.
Right.
August has not been eliminated.
And the silver medal, second place...
Yes.
Goes to the lusty month of May.
Yes, so August has taken the gold.
And Andy, the winner of the month of the year.
The month of the year.
Is October! With 20 votes. 19, actually. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County, 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Andy, thank you so much for phoning it in.
I will. And next week, I think we're doing a quiz show. Is that right?
Oh, yes. Next week's a quiz show.
Looking forward to that.
Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash.
Talk soon. Thanks, brother.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Tonight by turning out in such large numbers. I also want to say that I consider it a great honor to share this program with Dr. Bennett, Dr. Cominger, and Rabbi Heschel, some of the distinguished leaders and personalities of our nation. And of course, it's always good to come back to Riverside Church. Over the last 8 years, I have had the privilege of preaching here almost every year in that period. It is always a rich and rewarding experience to come to this great church and this great pulpit. I come to this magnificent house of worship tonight because my conscience leaves me no other choice. I join you in this meeting because I am in deepest agreement with the aims and work of the organization which has brought us together. Clergy and laymen concerned about Vietnam. The recent statements of your executive committee are the sentiments of my own heart, and I found myself in full accord when I read its opening lines. A time comes when silence is betrayal. That time has come for us in relation to Vietnam. The truth of these words is beyond doubt, but the mission to which they call us is a most difficult one. Even when pressed by the demands of inner truth, men do not easily assume the task of opposing their government's policy, especially in time of war. Nor does the human spirit move without great difficulty against all the apathy of conformist thought within one's own bosom and in the surrounding world. Moreover, when the issues at hand seem as perplexing as they often do in the case of this dreadful conflict, we are always on the verge of being mesmerized by uncertainty. But we must move on. Some of us who have already begun to break the silence of the night have found that the calling to speak is often a vocation of agony. But we must speak. We must speak with all the humility that is appropriate to our limited vision. But we must speak. And we must rejoice as well.